From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. He's already called the greatest Olympian ever, and swimmer Michael Phelps may achieve even more.
Today and tomorrow, he tries for his 7th and 8th gold medals of these Olympic Games. That would break the record for the most gold medals won by an athlete at one Olympics.
Soon, though, Michael Phelps' story will give way to a second week of the Games and the start of the track and field events, the heart of the Olympics. Christine Brennan is USA Today's sports columnist. She joins us from Beijing. And Christine, I hear that the highlight will be this weekend. It might be the highlight of all the Games, the showdown in the men's 100-meter sprint.
Well, absolutely right, Madeline. I mean, that's always one of the marquee events. Maybe the marquee event of the Olympics, and Usain Bolt, Tyson Gay, there's several others as well, but when the 8 fastest men in the world meet on the track and run 100 meters, that's going to be great. And track and field still is in many ways the focal point of the Olympics, although I think this Olympics with swimming, with Michael Phelps, with gymnastics, I think we're seeing a little bit more of a dispersion of interest and maybe track and field waning a bit. But it always gets that shot in the arm with the men's 100 meters. You're absolutely right.
You mentioned Tyson Gay. He's called America's best sprinter, perhaps the heir to Jesse Owens and Carl Lewis?
Oh, I think so. I mean, again, it's a real, you know, the world's fastest human, that the title of the gold medalist in the men's 100 meters, that's about as good as it gets. You know, Carl Lewis, Jesse Owens, those are very legendary names. They both won 4 gold medals in their Olympics. You know, Tyson Gay's not going to do that. He failed to qualify in the 200 meters. So he will not be that Michael Phelps, you know, doing all the different events as, say, Carl Lewis did.
And China's best hope, the sort of Michael Phelps of China, is a man named Liu Xiong. And I read a little interesting tidbit that an insurance company in China has valued his legs at $13.5 million.
Well, and there are only 1.3 billion people who are waiting for him and to run 110 meters with the hurdles, and will exhale only when he crosses the finish line with the gold medal, which is going to be hard to do. Of course, he's a reigning gold medalist from 2004, so that increases expectations. He's on almost every billboard, all the commercials. You know, it's pressure in the United States. We're used to Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods. I don't think either of those men would have any idea the kind of pressure this young hurdler is going to have on him. 1.3 billion people paying attention to his every move in a race, the hurdles, where one little millimeter off and you clip the hurdle, it goes crashing down. You can go crashing down with it. There is no room for error.
Of course, you know, it's sad to say, but you can't really talk about track and field these days without talking about doping. So is that casting a shadow over these events?
Oh, doping and the use of performance-enhancing drugs cast a shadow over every Olympic Games, and just might cast one over these Games. We don't know yet. You know, since 1988, 20 years ago in Seoul, when Ben Johnson won the men's 100 meters and 3 days later tested positive and was kicked out of the Games and had his gold medal stripped and was given to Carl Lewis, track and field has dealt with doping and scandal, and I think it has harmed the sport potentially irreparably. Track and field in the United States certainly used to be a sport, Madeline, where you would see maybe 4 or 5 Sports Illustrated covers a year devoted to track and field athletes. Now, except for the Olympics, it's never on the cover of Sports Illustrated or other major magazines. It has really become almost a second-class sport in the United States, and that is attributable completely and totally to drugs and the use of performance-enhancing drugs in the sport.
Christine Brennan is USA Today's sports columnist. She joined us from Beijing. Christine, thank you.
Thank you very much.